Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, Structure Accountability Results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Been looking back at the parade all morning long and open up the entertainment page shortly. Let's go to our boy D. Woods real quick.
D. Woods.
He was at the parade. Didn't see him. Feel bad.
He popped in at Clyde's
as well.
Did
you see him?
You can't possibly feel bad. There were half a million people there. D, what's up?
What's up, fellas? It was a sea of people. Speaking of Clyde's, hey, Cakes, could those guys be any more rowdy and drunk? I mean, it was ridiculous.
You know what? I joined them later because, look, got swept up in the celebration. It's never happened before.
I was there 2 seconds and somebody spilled the beer all over me. I looked at Cakes and was like, I got to go. Oh. I just can't. I can't stand in the midst of this.
He was having like a panic attack.
I was. So I just wanted to talk. I got down there about 9 o'clock and I listened to you guys until you went off the air and I found a garage and just walked down. I walked from 7th Street all the way back north up towards George. Well, not all the way towards Georgetown, but like 17th and Constitution. It was just a sea of red, and it was a beautiful thing to see just everyone, no matter the race, you know, no matter their backgrounds, everybody was out there supporting the city, you know, whether people knew a lot about hockey, whether they knew very little, you know what I mean? It was a beautiful thing. And one thing that, like, struck me when Ovi was talking, and he said what can't be mentioned on the airwaves, after that he said, this is for you boys and girls. And then he said some inaudible thing that I don't know what he was saying. And then he screamed, let's go. That was touching to me because it felt like, to me, that the Caps started to feel like they did it for the city. And they could see how much the city appreciated and loved them, you know, yesterday. So it was a moving day for me being down there.
I think it was the culmination of weeks. You went to one of the watch parties, right? I don't know if you went inside, but I saw pictures you brought your family to at least hang out outside, right?
I went to every watch party that they had during wow, when they were in Vegas, yeah. So I brought my daughter one time. I brought my mom just so they could get the feeling of it. My girlfriend, she just rolls with me. She just gets in the car and just like, all right, we're going to go. But, yeah, it was. I wanted my daughter to experience it too because she was like me with crowds, but I said, this may never happen again. You know what I mean? I'm 36, and this is the first time I can remember it because when the Redskins won, I was so small. So I wanted her to be able to experience it, and it just be a memory for her as well.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, there was momentum. The last 2 months, there really was momentum after they beat the Penguins, really, I think, is when it started. And then those watch parties began, and it started looking like what I've seen from other cities. Like when the Wizards played the Raptors, it was always amazing to me that the Raptors could have a home game and then there's still thousands of people outside. And then there's a road game and there's thousands of people outside. And to have that in D.C. is amazing.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed that my daughters couldn't come down to experience it, come down with my mother and my wife. But they had final exams.
Right.
And what are they going
to
do?
But tough to blow those off.
And I don't know if they would have enjoyed it as much as you know, some other people, but it would have been a cool experience.
I mean, think about
the like
ride.
You said, it probably won't happen again.
Cakes got to introduce Sting and Shaggy. Did you introduce Sting and Shaggy?
No, Fall Out Boy.
You introduced Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an incredible run. And now you just want more. Now you want more. Now I get Danny's whole mantra, I just want a parade. Now I just want another parade. How about that?
Well, the Nats are a game behind in first place. They're still in position. They've had all kinds of injuries this year. It's a long season. They'll more than likely be in the playoffs.
Now
hopefully Max can pitch in game one.
Right.
Well, hopefully Strassi can pitch.
Well, Strassi's not now on the DL. Worry about that. Bryce left the game injured yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I'm worried about that.
He
Murphy's
says he's fine.
Back, but I still want to see him running around before I'm convinced. that he's right. So, yeah, they got a lot of question marks, but they've done a hell of a job to kind of hang in there and be where they are.
I don't think any of us can foresee a parade for the Wizards. Like,
no.
They're not close.
Impossible.
They're a playoff team, but they're not close.
They're nowhere
and the
close.
Redskins, you can't really see that one either. But maybe Alex Smith will be unbelievable.
I think in football, you could fluke one
yes.
better than you can in
football,
the others.
It can change quick.
Football, you could fluke one. You know, it's a short season. You get hot in the playoffs. You know, you could pull a Joe Flacco. But we'll
it's
see.
It's hard either way.
Really hard.
It's just really hard.
Not as hard as the Stanley Cup, though.
Stanley Cup,
you don't fluke your way into that one. You got to earn that.
That's the real deal.
Those 16 wins are as hard as they get.
Yep. All right. Let's get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Shake things up here a little bit, boys.
Yeah. World Cup is coming to the United States in 2026.
Is that an EP story?
I don't know.
I think that's also Canada and Mexico.
I'm trying to steer away from the
EP. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have some good stuff here.
All right.
I mean, a lot of them are just like sort of gossipy. But I don't know. Let's, before we get to the real gossipy stuff, Ricky Fowler, we'll just do this. Why not? He celebrates his engagement.
Allison Stokey.
Yeah, he locked up a nice
that the pole
silly.
Walter?
Yes.
Ricky Fowler proposed to Allison Stokey on a Southampton beach. And they toasted their engagement Sunday night at an intimate U.S. Open kickoff party.
You can't really make a career out of pole vaulting, can you?
I don't think so. I mean, you can go to the Olympics on your pole vaulting.
But you can be
skills,
hot and have a silly Instagram following.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe parlay that into some, I don't know, some social media paydays.
So does she become an IG model?
She doesn't need to now.
The nebulous Instagram model?
Now she's with Ricky,
she's going to fly around
in private jets the rest of her life.
Correct.
Yeah. Maybe party on Tiger's yacht, which I think he's paying like $1,200 a day to keep his yacht like outside of Shinnecock.
Tiger is?
Yeah.
That's so
cool. Hey, you know what Tiger calls his boat?
Well, it used to be called privacy.
Well, yeah, he calls it his dinghy.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God.
His dinghy.
He called it his dinghy in his presser yesterday.
Right.
Well, that's him just being a jerk. Yeah, if he calls a boat that looks like that a dinghy.
He didn't really have a little dinghy.
Yeah, it was all right. All right. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have been dating for just like a couple weeks. They're already engaged, Cakes.
Really?
That's so dumb.
Pete Davidson.
Have they known
comedian.
Each other forever?
I don't know.
There's no
I was
way to
ask. Who is Pete Davidson?
He's on
SNL. He's a comedian.
Is he on SNL?
Younger guy.
He's on SNL, yeah.
I think
he's pretty funny.
I think he recently came out that he has like borderline personality disorder or something. And people were attacking him. It was just completely unfair saying you couldn't have a relationship when you have that kind of... issue.
I think I get confused between Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea. Not that they look alike.
How could you possibly?
Well, which one was the one that was hooking up with Nick Young? Not this one.
That was Iggy.
That was Iggy. Yeah. Iggy was here, and Jason waited 2 hours to take his picture with her.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got it.
Grande's about this tall.
Yeah,
but
she's tiny.
I know. Actually, Ariana Grande, that's my daughter paid like $500 to go backstage passes.
Yeah, his daughter's got a picture of Kelsey and Ariana Grande backstage above her bed.
Very nice.
My daughters would be jealous.
$500 picture.
Paid $500 for that.
I mean, there were a lot of fights between Kelsey and I and Kelsey and her mother about that. And eventually it was like, her argument was, it's my money.
Yeah.
Like, she makes money babysitting.
Does she regret it now?
She doesn't.
She does not.
She loves it.
I thought she was dating...
She was dating Mac Miller.
Mac Miller, yeah.
But I think they just broke up literally like
Who's
a month
Mac
ago.
Miller?
Is that the guy that tweets us all the time?
Who are you thinking of?
You guys don't know. I think it's some guy tweets us all the time. I think it's Matthew Miller.
I don't know.
Matthew Miller.
Who is Mac Miller?
That's an inside
I don't really know that well, but I think he's some rapper.
You know
whatever.
What? I really don't care.
Yeah,
I don't know why
do
I asked twice.
Now, this story...
She's been around a little bit.
This story, but she had two,
by the way.
Two boyfriends.
It's a good
no
missing
chance.
Link.
All right, but I mean, two recently.
100%. She's got about 15. Go ahead.
This story is interesting to me. I don't know why, but it just makes me laugh. So nobody knows this guy, but apparently there's this rapper Lambo that was friends with Jay-Z. Or maybe he was friends with LeBron. That's right. He was friends with LeBron. And remember, he came out a few years ago, and I think he's the one that exposed that LeBron was dating... who was dating LeBron's mom?
It was Delonte West. Delonte West.
Oh, but I think Lambo. This is right.
No, there was
Lambo dated LeBron's mom.
There was a rapper.
It's a very confusing story.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. It's very difficult. LeBron's mom. You want to talk about been around?
Yeah.
She's been around. So LeBron's mom was dating this rapper Lambo. He's now, and now he's on the outs. You know, he's not in the in crowd. So he's now talking.
Who's ever heard of Lambo?
Nobody. But he's now saying that beyond, like, Jay-Z, you know, has acknowledged his infidelity in some of his songs.
Right.
He's claiming Beyonce cheated on Jay-Z with LeBron. Beyonce was LeBron's side piece.
Really?
I don't buy that.
He was there.
You're gonna
he
go
was
for
on
a side
inside.
Piece, you go big.
I don't buy it.
You don't?
It's too big.
We definitely met LeBron's mom back in the day at a Super Bowl party.
You know, that's so funny. We did.
Was that
I
New
did
Orleans?
Not. I think you guys met her.
No,
I
was Jason and I. We were.
Jason told her LeBron should go to Duke.
right.
Yeah. And
did she laugh right in your face?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Was that in New Orleans?
So long ago.
Can't
that's
remember
when
where
LeBron,
it was, but I remember it was a Nike party.
That's when LeBron was getting negative attention.
It was the same party that we met Jeff Blake.
Right.
We were talking about schools in Northern Virginia.
Bickle tried to get Jeff Blake to sign with the Skins.
I totally did.
That's when LeBron was getting negative attention for driving the Hummer around. That is so long ago.
He hadn't even played in the league yet.
Right.
No.
And we were
he was 16.
What were we doing? We're sitting there seriously smoking a joke with LeBron's mom.
All right.
And then I mean, the Redskins should have paid me for the recruiting I was doing.
By the way, I don't know if there's any validity to the stories, but there are some reports that LeBron's kids are allegedly enrolled in schools in L.A.
Yes.
Well,
I would not be shocked.
They say that one of them, the oldest one, I think, is committed.
Is that Bronny?
Yeah, to play at one of the big schools out
there. You guys should have made it to math recruiting pitch.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Silly
I expect him.
What if he decided to come to D.C. because his kid's going to go play at the math?
Yeah.
Well, but I'm telling you, Zamatha should make a pitch because you got Markelle Fultz, you got Oladipo.
Can he act in movies here?
No. Is that his whole dream to do that? He could do that now, couldn't he?
Oh, I think he definitely wants to be a part of that.
That's right. Well, you're probably right. Kim Kardashian, apparently, Cakes, this is important maybe to you.
Really?
Maybe to Valdez.
A Kim K story important to me?
Maybe to Drabby. Anybody that's somewhat active on social media.
I'm still waiting on Jason to leave every time there's a Kim Kardashian story.
I'm too exhausted.
She personally lobbied Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey for, this is important. I'm not important. It's irrelevant. But it would be helpful for the ability to edit tweets. So, when you pull a Trump and there's all kinds of spelling errors or grammatical errors or, you know, maybe you just put in there something factually incorrect.
Yeah.
You can't edit your tweet, right? So to get 8,000 retweets.
You can run back and delete it real quick, though.
That's all you can do is delete it and then you know, and that is a pain in the ass. I know I've done that multiple times. Now, I scratch my head and I think about things before I tweet for the most part, unless I'm in the emotion of like a Caps game and I just start pounding the keyboard.
Right.
But I think about it because I don't want to tweet some error where some goon is just going to, you know, harass you about for days on end.
Right.
Some spelling error or some grammatical error or something, you know, factually you might be off by a little.
I don't care about that much. Can I get my blue check mark already? Do I have
How
to jump through a bunch
that?
Of hoops? Here's what happened.
What's
about
it going
to
do
ago,
for you, Cakes?
It was like
no,
3 years
really
ago.
I just want to see the blue check mark. I want to be.
You don't have that?
Verified. I'm not verified. I could be
didn't
a fraud.
Didn't you go through the stages?
I went through 9 of the 10 hoops and didn't jump through the 10th.
What was the 10th one?
I can't even remember.
I think all CBS employees at one point, you know, it's just one of those deals where, you know, like Kevin and all the Fox people, they got their little check marks. It's a process. So eventually CBS had a relationship with Twitter. So we all said, if you care to be verified, do this. So I think we all did it.
Yeah. I remember starting the process, two cakes, and I just decided juice ain't worth the squeeze.
I didn't trust the process.
It took like 5 minutes.
I punted.
It took like 5 minutes.
I know.
Cakes didn't do it. Oh, well. How sick is this, Jason? Mark Anthony is so rich, right? The Latin singer.
How rich is he?
He was married to J-Lo, whatever. He's so rich that his accountant admitted to stealing $9 million from him, and Mark Anthony never knew. He never knew.
How can Mark Anthony be that filthy rich? Is he getting rich off of his clothing line at Kohl's?
He does concerts.
He has hits. You're not aware of it, but he has hits.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hero to that community.
If you say so. I know nothing. Was he in Man on Fire?
Of course,
Denzel?
He was so rich, he let his daughter get kidnapped by the Mexican mob.
He doesn't strike me as a guy who can have 9 million just go up in smoke and not miss it. Like, I don't think he would miss $9
million. Oh, $9 million
apparently,
is a lot of
his
cash.
Accountant was in charge of the whole thing, and he was just living the high life for 9 years, from 2009 to 2007. And here's the best part. Apparently, I think he just turned himself in out of guilt. He felt bad, and he just turned himself
really?
In. And he said, yeah, I basically stole $9 million from Mark, and I'm feeling bad about this. And he turned himself in. That's sick. Jason.
Yeah.
You said your mother was there yesterday at the parade.
Yes, she was.
What
got down there probably 7-ish, 7:30.
She had a big DSP sign. She loves
DSP.
Pelly.
But she wasn't
she
there.
She Pelly Smith. Yeah.
She likes all the brothers.
I bet. But she...
Look at me.
So funny.
Look at me, right?
Was she wasn't there with your daughters, though, right? Because they couldn't get
they
out of school
not, they
or whatever.
They could not get out of school.
But you're, I mean, your mother has been around your daughters quite a bit.
Of course.
I mean, obviously. It's a grandmother.
Of course.
I wonder if she has the same relationship that Jada Pinkett Smith had with her grandmother. She says her grandmother taught her how to hook herself at age 9.
That's really? Trifling. That is so trifling.
Jada Pinkett Smith from Baltimore, I believe.
Yeah.
Columbia. Baltimore. Is it Baltimore or Columbia?
She's from Baltimore.
For those of you that play poker out there, I'm kind of intrigued by TV poker. I know
Cakes is. You're speaking my language.
Doyle Brunson, I believe, has announced that he's playing his last ever poker tournament
here. Yes,
he's WSOP.
He finished in sixth place. Texas Dolly, he's a little bit silly. You
don't
read his super system book.
No, I won't.
I mean, that guy, he's going to live forever, right? He's looked the same. He's looked on the edge, the cusp of death for 20
well,
years. I mean,
he's about 5 years younger than Thomas Jefferson. But he's still kicking it.
Right.
All right, remember, Chris Russell, our Caps insider, is going to join us at 8:40. And we go in the clubhouse with the Nats manager, Mike Rizzo, Nats general manager, coming up at 9 o'clock on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Remember, coming up at 9:45, your chance to win some great prizes. We have a pair of trophy day passes to catch Tiger Woods, Ricky Fowler, and the PGA Tour stars at the Quicken Loans National. We also have tickets to go see the Nationals take on the Phillies June 22nd at Nats Park. Also, I want to remind you, Ole Kolzig, Ole the goalie, going to join us coming up at 9:20, did want to bring up a Nationals-related story. A story comes out about a unnamed, anonymous executive with some comments about Bryce Harper.
Yep.
That anonymous National League executive told a website that the outfielder was overrated and a selfish, losing player. And Mike Rizzo, who's going to join us at 9, the GM of the Nat, says, I think it's just totally unfair on so many levels. First of all, the premise is entirely wrong. Bryce Harper's a winner. He's been a winner his whole life. He's been a rookie of the year, 5-time All-Star, an MVP. He's won more games, been called up to the big leagues than any player in the major league. So how is that a loser?
It's a good point he brings up.
That is true.
This guy says, whoever the source is, says, only cares about himself. Or cares about himself more than the team. If I was in charge and I had money, my team would not pursue him. If he gets more than $10 million or 10 years, $300 million, I'd be surprised. I would not give him 10 years, period.
Well, first of all, it's easy to say that when he's kind of struggling right now. And he has, although he's still putting up really good power numbers.
Yeah.
But his average is low. And you just have no idea what's inside his head. There's no evidence to support the idea that he cares more about himself than the team. There's literally no evidence to support that.
Well, I hate when guys are anonymous sources.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, I actually think baseball is kind of an individualistic sport. When you step up at the plate, sure, you have guys that may be on base or whatever, but you're in a solo endeavor there. And same thing when a pitcher, it's not like football or hockey, where everything comes together. A lot of acts are actually individual acts on a baseball field.
Yeah, sure. And look, this is coming up because he's going to be a free agent, and you know, a bunch of teams are going to go after him.
Maybe he's trying to drive the price down.
And, you know, there was talk of $400 million, $500 million. I think that's outrageous for any player, but You know, Bryce Harper is going to, you know, he's next in line. It's kind of like Kirk Cousins was next in line to get a big payday, even if you didn't think he was the best quarterback, and he wasn't the best quarterback in the
Rizzo
league.
Rizzo got bitter, though. He said it's but chicken
Bryce,
ass.
Bryce
it's
is, gutless. Oh, I'm sure. Of course. Of
total course. BS. So he's got his back.
If you're going to say things that critical of a player, man, you got no balls to just put yourself as an anonymous source.
Now, I don't know if it was because of the article, but interestingly, I saw on ESPN, though, a side-by-side comparison of he and Mike Trout. Now, both guys were Rookie of the Year in 2012, obviously Trout in the American League, Harper in the National League. And this year, Harper is struggling, at least batting average-wise. So Trout has 23 home runs to Harper's 19. He's hitting .320 to Harper's .228. And then WAR, which is wins above replacement, he's at a 5.7 while Harper is at 0.9.
Well, Trout is probably going to go down the player of his generation.
It's not fair to compare Harper to Trout anymore. I know people did it in the first couple years, but it's just not fair.
He's head and shoulders above. He's the best player of his generation.
Yes.
And Bryce is a great player.
But I think it gets brought up because, as you said, maybe it's just his turn, is that Harper's expected to get this monstrous contract where he'll be the number one guy, at least via contract. But you mentioned during one of the breaks, you're like, Freddie Freeman's better. Nobody would know who the hell Freddie Freeman really is.
Right. Mookie Betts is a better ball player. If Mookie Betts was in line for a free agent contract, would he be getting $300 million? I don't know. I don't know if he would. There's something about power hitters. Like, Bryce Harper is one of the more feared hitters in baseball. He's not as good as, in my opinion anyway, he's not as good. And don't take my word for it. Look at the numbers. He's certainly not as good as Trout, but he's not as good as Mookie Betts or guys like that, or Freddie Freeman. But he's more feared than those guys, so maybe that's why he's going to get those big dollars. But it's just not fair to compare him to Trout anymore. I mean, what if Trout was a free agent after this year? What's he going to get? You know, now he signed that six-year deal, and thinking 14, where he got $144 million. So he's in line in like 3 years to get a massive deal.
Which will, that'll be the guy. $144 million is massive.
No, well, but that'll be the guy that could get a $500 million.
It's going to dwarf whatever he has already signed.
Stan has a $300 million deal, right?
$325 million.
Yeah.
Let's just say Bryce signs for $350 million.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's probably too high, but what if he signs for $350 for 12 years? What do you think Trout's going to get in 2021?
He'll probably get,
like you
like
said,
a,
maybe 500. I don't know.
He could be the guy that could get that 500, that magical number.
I just think it's
what about when Judge is up?
Right.
Talking about feared power hitters.
Mm-hmm. He's up there.
For all of his struggles, Bryce is third in the majors in home runs.
Yeah.
So, you know, and those could turn around in a game with one swing.
Well,
that's why he's one of the most feared guys. And in RBI, he's right there in the top 15 or so.
And the truth is, he hasn't had that help in the lineup this year.
Right.
Look, the Nationals are struggling offensively this year. And most recently, they've gone 19 straight innings without scoring a run. Now, you want Eaton back in the mix. You want Zimmerman, and you want these guys hitting like they did last year.
Yeah. Bryce didn't have a good night last night. He was hit in the elbow by Sabathia, and then he was hit by a slider on the foot. Didn't look good. He had to leave the game after that. But, you know, he's been frustrated. You could see it with Bryce's body language this year, I think. Yeah, he's putting up some power numbers, but the team isn't doing as well as we thought they would do. Bunch of injuries. They've shuffled them in, in the lineup.
Considering
spots.
The injuries, they've done pretty damn well.
Yeah.
They've done actually incredible.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, if they're not the best team in the National League, they're certainly one of the top two or three.
Look, to
but
me,
they
the
haven't
key
played
for
like
them
it.
Is getting to the playoffs, and unlike last year, have Max going in Game 1. And I know Stras pitched great in Game 4, and Max actually pitched in Game 5. But you want Max there in Game 1 to go up one zippy.
Can we not have
more often than not, Max gets a win. Now, he lost his last outing, but it was 2-0 games. Not like he pitched terribly.
Right.
He pitched great.
Let's not have like tummy ache drama in 2018 like it was last year.
With Strasburg.
Yes. Strasburg. Can we get past that?
Well, shocker, he's on the DL again. Right. Big surprise. If we did our own big surprise assessment.
When they signed him to that big deal, you thought, well, you kind of had to, but this is what you get with him. He's going to go on the DL twice a year.
They've done a remarkable job. Even though he goes on the DL, they find ways to sort of miraculously pull him off it, and he comes back and he pitches well. You know what I mean? So they do a great job, I think, of managing these guys. They stay on top of it, And, you know, we've said for years, but, boy, they treat his kid, you know, with kid gloves. But they know what they're doing.
You got to do it.
They know what they're doing.
Look at the Angels right now. The Angels may lose Ohtani. Some of these reports are that if he ends up having Tommy John surgery, the great Ohtani story where he's
disappears,
where he's playing, you know, offensively and he's pitching, that it'll go away till 2020.
Right. And like, who knows what will happen then?
But we talked about that. And you guys were saying, hey, why isn't he playing more? Well, that's why.
Well,
but he's not used to this. He's not used to
batting. Batting is not going to put the strain on the elbow.
Apparently, he had the issue in October. That's before he started playing with the Angels.
True, but this is a workload that he's not used to.
I think it's a mechanical thing. I'm a Chris O'Leary guy. I think it's a mechanics thing.
I actually think the workload was probably greater in Japan. He was probably playing more. I actually felt like his workload was
I don't know if that's true because they don't play 162 games over there.
And I'm not sure. Few games.
Okay, but I'm not sure he was pitching like every seventh day here. Or every sixth day.
Yeah,
but, I'm not sure what his hitting
and running around in the outfield is not going to give him Tommy John. That had no impact on that, in my opinion. That's a mechanical issue.
It could be a mechanical issue,
and that's why.
I did hear is that they said since he's a left-handed hitter, mm-hmm. right, and he's a right-handed pitcher,
right,
that when you hit that right elbow kind of leads the way.
How many hitters have had a Tommy John?
I don't know. I can't think of any.
It's just more stress. But hitters don't pitch either. So it's just the overall stress on the arm. I'm not surprised he got hurt.
I think it's the mechanics of his pitching.
But there's some guys that get hurt, and Strasburg's one of them. It back to Strasburg. Hopefully this is just a minor deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think generally it is with him. They protect him. If he feels a twinge, they put him on the DL.
I think it's more than a feel.
Well, they image him all the time.
Right.
All the time. They know.
He's got like his own MRI booth.
He's got a dedicated MRI.
He probably has one in his bedroom.
Yeah. They image him all the time. They know exactly what's going on with his body. And, you know, people can criticize him all they want.
But we don't know. I mean, you can't mess with the shoulder. If he's feeling some pain in the shoulder, you can't
mess with it. No, he's 100% it's the right thing.
Hopefully his isn't frozen.
100% it's the right thing.
Believe me, I know shoulder pain.
Yes, you do.
Where do the I'm just looking at the Nats and where they rank in terms of – so in average, they're 10th. I'm just going to look at some of their numbers, just random numbers. So in homers, they're tied for 4th with a bunch of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see just in runs. Run production, where are they? Run production, they're 11th.
Yeah, their offense is holding them back because the starting pitching has been excellent. The bullpen has come around.
Pitching right now, they're 3rd. They got the 3rd best team ERA behind Houston and the Cubs.
The staff is just ridiculous.
So you're right. I mean, the pitching is what's kept them in games.
I mean, Tanner pitched well yesterday, gave up a couple of home runs.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get any runs.
Eric Fetty will go tonight against Sonny Gray. We were talking about what they were going to do with the injuries they've had, so they're going to insert him. Don't know about Strasburg, you know, how serious that's going to be.
You guys all believe Harper's going to leave. I actually think there's a chance he'll come back.
I don't know that.
I think he's gone.
Probably.
The price has plummeted.
I would lean that way, but
I think he's gone.
I don't think there are that many teams.
You think he's putting a lot of self-pressure on himself because if it's a contract year?
Certainly.
Yes.
You think he's doing that?
That could be part of the struggle.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I think some of that, but I think also the lineup isn't what it was last year.
That's true, too.
So they don't have to pitch him. He doesn't see pitches.
He's second in the majors in walks, which you would think would help.
Well, you would think Mike Trout doesn't see pitches either.
He's first in the majors in walks.
Is he first?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, if you don't see pitches, but you can hit 4 home runs in 2 games.
That's pretty solid.
That's pretty good.
It's a good skill set.
Those are Barry Bonds, like on the juice, like numbers.
All right.
Coming up next, Chris Russell, our Caps insider, will get back into the Washington Capitals and what they might have to do moving forward. Who are the guys they need to bring back? Mike Rizzo, as we go in the clubhouse at 9:00, the Nats GM. Keep it here. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Got a packed final hour and a half here. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, going to join us coming up at 9:00. Ole the Goalie is going to join us at 9:20.
Very good.
And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our Caps insider for 106.7 The Fan, Chris Russell. What's up, Rooster?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right. How are
you
feeling?
I'm exhausted. How about that?
Doing well. And speaking of Ole the goalie, man, I'm sure you guys have probably seen the video by now, but what a moment that I was able to see on the ice at, in Vegas last Thursday night when he tapped Alex Ovechkin on the shoulder about 25, 30 minutes or so after they won the Cup. Alex didn't see him at first because his back was turned and Alex was skating away with the Cup. And as soon as Alex recognized him and saw who it was, I mean, they had a moment of embrace like you wouldn't believe. And he handed him the Stanley Cup, and only the goalie, Olaf Kolzig, got to lift the Stanley Cup on the ice, you know, dressed in a suit. And it was just a great recognition of what he had meant to the franchise and what he had meant to the Capitals, and kind of a connecting of the eras, if you will, of the Stanley Cup eras of the Capitals. It was awesome.
No, it was a great moment, especially because, you know, Ole was the goalie when they were swept out by the Red Wings. So for him to be able to celebrate that 20 years later with Ovi and the rest of the Caps and everybody else that was out on the ice, it was a nice scene.
Absolutely, it was really cool. It was really cool. It's one of the very cool moments that we've all gotten to experience over the last week, no doubt.
I don't know what jumped out at you the most
from yesterday. Gosh, there's so many things. You know, for me, guys, I mean, I know you guys got an awesome experience, and I'm so happy for you guys in the parade.
Thanks.
If I could be blunt, I was blocked out a lot by the actual parade, you know, just kind of being 20 or so deep, you know, at 7th and Constitution. So, you know, whatever, it is what it is. I mean, that's what you kind of expect. But
Chris had a completely different experience.
Yeah,
it's okay, and it's fun. But listen, I was at the stage, you know, and EB, actually, you know, that's when I ran into you. You saw where I was.
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
That's a cool spot.
That's an awesome setup, and they did a phenomenal job. Anybody that had a view of the staging area, or anybody that was anywhere near and saw that show, and that's where I told everybody to go there either after the parade or set up there. Forget about the actual parade itself. That's where the fun is going to be. And I thought that before the parade, and I guess I don't want to say I was right, but that's where the entertainment was. Those guys did a phenomenal job. It was unscripted in large part. Outside of Joe B. and John Walton introducing the guys, which, of course, some part of that had to be scripted, it was unscripted. It was raw. It was natural. Of course, a couple, you know, Kuzi and Ovi, you know, dropping a couple of F-bombs and whatever. I don't care. They were having fun. It was singing. It was dancing. It was real. It was just everything that you come to love about these guys, because, again, they love each other and they're sharing it with the people. And I know that sounds weird and unnatural, maybe, but that's what's so cool. Cakes and I were talking about this yesterday with Dukes. That's what's so cool about this trophy and this team and this championship, is that they've been able to reach out and touch people, and they've been able to connect with people, and people feel like they're actually able to celebrate this damn thing and be a part of this, and it feels natural. It doesn't feel forced, and people feel like they're just a part of it. It's awesome.
Yeah, I got to give credit to Ted and the organization, really, right? Because I think it starts at the top anytime, that kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. And they allowed everyone to feel a part of it. It has been the single most gracious team celebration I've ever seen.
Absolutely, no doubt, and you know, maybe some of that isn't Ted. I don't know. I mean, is
he
you know,
gets
is
the
Ted
credit?
Responsible?
We give him the blame. He gets the credit this time. He has to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, certainly a lot of it goes to Ted. How much of it is them, you know, going to Georgetown and hanging out and doing push-ups in a water fountain? I don't know.
They could
if that's
put the kibosh
Ted.
On it if they wanted.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I think genuinely some of that is we always talk about, right? Hockey players are genuinely good people, right? And certainly they are moody, just like anyone else. There are times where guys. You know this, Alex Ovechkin is moody, and where he doesn't want to deal with media, and where he doesn't maybe want to deal with signing autographs for fans. And I mean, I've seen it. We all know it. We all know athletes, GMs, managers, whatever, they just don't want to deal with it, right? And of course, winning a Stanley Cup, getting that monkey off your getting grand piano off your back is going to change everybody's mood. But the bottom line is they don't seem to be like, no, screw you guys. We're going to celebrate and party like rock stars on our own. The best part about yesterday was, well, one of the best parts, and there was many, was I think it was Joe B that quipped, like, could you imagine if these guys would have actually done this 5 years ago, what this celebration would have been like? I mean, because everybody knows these guys can party, you know?
Yeah, right. Listen, more when I say that Ted gets this, I just mean about the overall, the parade, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the guys celebrating on their own, that's self-driven. I get it. That's how they are. But listen, for Ted to invite the former season ticket holders what I mean? To have to include even the sponsors who have been so loyal to them through the years, to have the hack DJs allow them to be a part of it a little bit, to have the old announcers come in, the old players, just to include everyone in the celebration, that starts at the top.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, EB, that's a good point.
I'm not talking about necessarily jumping in the pond or whatever. You know, jumping in
right.
Whatever.
No, you're right. I guess I kind of overlooked that. You're right. And you know, look, Ted is a genuinely good guy. I think we all know that. He's a businessman first. There's no mistake about that. I know a lot of people have kind of worn thin about the act, and you know, at times he's ruffled feathers and think he's just about money. And you know, Tom Lavero, is convinced that he is going to use this leverage that he now has with Muriel Bowser in D.C. to gain all the leverage that he now has to get a new arena. And he might, and he probably deserves it. You know what? I mean, he's committed to Washington, D.C. He now has.
What's wrong with the arena? There's not enough suites. Like, well, honestly, what would be the problem?
Yeah, well, they have a lot of debt, and from the way they took over the arena from the Poland family, there's a lot of there's a lot of debt that the way the deal kind of took over. Then it's 21 years old now, so it's not state of the art anymore. Even though it's a pretty nice arena, all things considered. I don't think they're getting out of that anytime soon. But as we all know, I mean, look at what's going on with the Redskins. Now, I think the Redskins, it's more of a power play between how sweet of a deal can they get between three municipalities. These things don't come together overnight. So I think a new arena for the Capitals and the Wizards and whoever else would take 6, 7, 8 years, right? So you start that leverage point now and realize it's going to take a long time to get it wherever you get it, whenever you get it, right? So that's, I guess, the point is that the fear might be, oh, Ted is going to use this karma to get a sweetheart. Well, you know what? If Dan Snyder can get the leverage of three municipalities, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, to get everything that he's going to eventually get because he's Dan Snyder and the Reds, well, why the hell shouldn't Ted get it? Ted deserves it. If anybody deserves it, it should be Ted Leonsis.
Rooster, any idea where the cup went last night after the parade concluded? I thought it might have popped in at Clyde's at some point. Clyde's was hopping. I'm sure all the bars around the arena were doing some brisk business last night. Do we know where the cup went, where the celebration went?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I know the last time I saw it was well after, you know, everybody got off the stage, the players left. All the EMT and police officers and paramedics and all that were hoisting the cup on the stage and taking pictures with it, which was a pretty cool scene because those guys, of course, are heroes in a different sense, and they don't get enough credit for all the work they did, you know, securing scenes and all that, not only for yesterday's rally and parade, but also around town in D.C. And stuff for all the watch parties and all that, and just in general what they do. But that was the last I saw of it. I don't know what happened to it last night. I haven't checked the keeper of the cup, Phil Pritchard's Twitter account yet this morning, so I don't know. But I was hoping, it was going to, come to Clyde's, but unfortunately it did not. I think it should have, though. If it means anything, I think it should come to wherever we are hanging out so we can, like, raise the cup with a beer.
Now, Chris, you did a great job covering the playoff run.
Yeah, you did.
You did an awesome
Thank
job
you guys.
As our
I appreciate
captain.
It.
Yeah.
One quick thing, if I could pass along, I did talk to Barry Trotz just real quickly. I posted the tweet up on Twitter. He did tell me after he got off stage that we'll get something done. If that means anything, if you take the guy at his word,
I do.
And we're going to talk to all of them today. Again, I expect him to say the same thing. He didn't really want to talk that much, but all indications are that he's coming back.
He didn't want to talk that much because he went to Home Depot to get some tiki torches, apparently.
That tells me he was continuing the celebration.
Party time.
Yeah, party time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you, as always.
All right, appreciate you, buddy.
Next, we shift gears. We talk about the Nationals. Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, general manager of the Washington Nationals, joins us as we go in the clubhouse next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.